Please take your Bible this morning and open to the book of Proverbs, chapter 31. Proverbs chapter 31. If you are familiar with this chapter, you no doubt know already that this chapter, verses 10 through 31 of this chapter anyway, give us many of the qualities and abilities of a very special woman that God has described. Now, the title that I've chosen comes very simply, to me anyway, about this woman. I just call this message the Proverbs 31 woman, because these verses, verses 10 to 31, describe this very special lady, various characteristics, various virtues, various abilities that this lady exhibited in her life. Was this any reference at all to Solomon's mother? I don't know that. The Bible doesn't say that. But being that Solomon composed the book of Proverbs, it's possible that many of these characteristics he saw in his own mother. I do believe that God led him to write these words. God led Solomon to write these words for us. And I wanted to say this now, and I probably will say it at least once more, maybe near the end. I don't want any of the ladies who are here, and especially the mothers, I don't want any of you to think that I'm trying to say this morning that this is who you should be. I don't know that, and I hope you'll take this in the right way too, I don't know that any lady hearing my voice today can fulfill everything that's described here. I think many of you are doing your best to be what God wants you to be and be the mother and the wife and the lady that God wants you to be as a Christian. And many of those characteristics are found, of course, in these verses. But I think this is like many other things that are in God's Word. Here's the standard, okay? Here's what I would recommend. Here's why what I would intend for you. This is what I would hope for you. Recognizing, of course, that we'll all probably come short. By the way, men will definitely come short, amen, because this is the Proverbs 31 woman, all right? But this is the description that God has given us in his word about a very special lady who has very special characteristics and virtues and qualities that God, I think, would like for all ladies to try to imitate and try to follow as a guideline in your life. So having said all that and introducing this, let's notice Proverbs 31 verse 10. Through 31, and the Bible says here, who can find a virtuous woman? I just had this thought, just rushed through my mind real quick. Wouldn't it be good if every young man looking for a wife would consider that question? Don't grab the first lady that comes along, and ladies shouldn't grab the first man that comes along, but look for somebody who has some virtues, somebody who has some characteristics and qualities and virtues that God describes. Anyway, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth the field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates, when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. And let's pray together. Father, again, we thank you for the mothers who are represented here and for all the ladies who are represented here. No matter what their age or no matter what their station in life, they're all important. Not only are they people for whom you died and gave your son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died and was given his life for them, but they are very special people that you have created and molded and made into the people that they are. We again want to say thank you for our mothers especially. Ask your richest blessings upon them. And may today be a very special day for them, not just in church, but throughout the day. May they realize how special and honored they are. May all of us do our best to show and demonstrate that to them. Bless us, please, as we continue with the message. It'll not be long, but I hope it'll be something that'll be helpful. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as we go through these verses, let me tell you in advance, verses 10 through 31, I've divided it up this way. Number one, her husband. Number two, her household. Number three, her heart. And number four, her honor. These 4 points I'd like to bring to you this morning from these verses. I'd like you to consider, first of all, her husband. Verses 10, 11, 12, and verse 23 speak about her relationship with her husband. You notice, according to verse 10, she's more valuable than rubies to her husband. I think any one of us who are men, who are married, and who have a wife who is doing her best to serve the family and serve him and serve the Lord, every one of us appreciate our wife, who happens to be, for many of us, most of us, the mother of our children. And she is, in truth, more valuable than rubies or diamonds or riches of any kind. I have said often, you've heard me say it before, that others can be against me, but as long as I know my wife is with me and for me, I'll be okay. Amen. She's very valuable to me. And I need her, and I treasure her very, very much. This lady that God describes in Proverbs 31 is more valuable than rubies to her husband. According to verse 11, she has earned the trust of her husband. Now, I know, and you know this too, there are plenty of women in the world that cannot be trusted. But this lady that God describes in Proverbs 31 has earned the trust of her husband. According to verse 12, she always works with her husband, not against him. She understands what it means to be a team and a team player. She's not in it for herself. She's not in it just for her husband either, but they work together as a team, and she's trying to help the family and do all that she can to make the family work smoothly and things to go well. So again, she works with him, not against him. And then according to verse 23, she seeks to promote her husband. And I realize that's a strange thought in today's world, because in today's world, many of us, not just ladies, but men as well, many of us are taught through our society to try to promote yourself. I mean, after all, if you don't promote yourself, who will? But this lady that God describes in Proverbs 31 has understood from God's word, I believe, God has shown her this, that again, you work together as a team. And if each one, the husband serving the wife and the wife serving the husband, if each one is serving the other, my needs will get met just like his will get met. I don't have to worry about promoting myself. I'll do my best to help my husband and promote him and make sure that he is known, as the Bible says here, in the gates of the land. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. The others that are sitting there, the other men that are sitting there, know this husband because of his wife and because of all that she does to help him. So this is her husband that is described for us in these verses, verses 10 to 31. The second thing I see here that I wanted to bring to your attention this morning is her household. God's word in these verses has much to say about this lady, this Proverbs 31 woman, and how she relates to her household. According to verse 13 and verse 21, she looks out for the clothing needs of her family. Now, there was a day, of course, and I think there's still a few who might, but not many. There was a day when women were responsible to take care of the clothing for their family in this way. They had to make the clothing, and then they had to repair the clothing and make it last as long as possible. It's not heard of much anymore, I don't think. I don't know that there are any left. But do you remember the Kmart blue light specials? Some of us do. You don't hear about that much anymore. And of course, we have Walmarts everywhere and other such places where people can get their clothing. And it's probably going to change because of the tariffs and so forth. But a lot of it comes from China and other places like that. And I don't want to get off on that rabbit trail. But in this particular time period, of course, majority of the clothing was made, handmade. They didn't even have the sewing machines and things like that that women have at their disposal today. So the clothing was made and mended by the mother, by the wife. She had to take care of all those clothing needs for her family. And by the way, that's a big job. The bigger family you have, the bigger job that is, right? I don't know if there's any women present who've ever mended socks. I can see some heads shaking up and down. So there must be some. I can remember my mom doing that, my grandmom doing that. You know, stick a light bulb in the sock and work on it, you know, to try to mend it. I don't know what any of you do anymore, but I have some socks that I'm down to just two pair now because I've worn them out and they get a hole in the bottom and my wife doesn't mend them. I'm not trying to slight my wife. I never ask her to. I just can go to Walmart and buy another pair, you know. But they did that in this particular time period. That's what was necessary. That's what happened. She looks out for the clothing needs of her family. Verse 14 and 15, she also looks out for the food needs of her family. She's not only shopping for things and buying things, but she's also raising things in a garden and making things herself, you know, to take care of the food needs of her family. In some ways, would you agree with me that in some ways we did better as a society when a lot of our food was homegrown? Isn't it amazing? And I maybe shouldn't say this, but I think I see it all the time. You see it all the time as well. We have a lot of different health problems in our society today because of what we eat. The little statement, you know, that says we are what we eat, that's evidence in our society, isn't it? I mean, there's a reason why a lot of us look like a hamburger or a bratwurst. And I like both of those, by the way. I don't eat many of them at all since I had my heart attack, but I'm trying to be good. But food and taking care of the food needs of her family, she's invested in this. And she has to shop for a few things, but she raises a lot of things. And then, of course, prepares those things. And again, this is another thing that's important, but yet not done enough in our society today, where the whole family would sit together and eat instead of just grabbing something on the go, you know. But anyway, she took care of the food needs of her family. So the clothing needs of her family and the food needs of her family. And I notice also in these verses that she's a hard worker, obviously. Verse 16, she works in the garden, verse 16. Verse 17 and 18, she works hard even into the night hours. Her candle goeth not out by night. She works hard in sewing and making crafts and food, and clothing items, verse 19. So she's a hard worker. This lady is very industrious, and she works hard to take care of the needs of her family. Verse 20, she seeks to help the poor and those in need. Not only does she take care of her own family, but when others come by who are in need and she learns of it, she tries to help them as well. Anything that she can do to be a blessing to someone else. According to verse 22, she's well-dressed herself. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. So she takes care of herself and she's well dressed. And when she goes out into the community, of course, people see and she's not sloppy or ill-dressed, but rather a well-dressed person. Maybe not the highest standards of anyone in the community, but well-dressed, all right? So she's looking out for the clothing needs of her family, looking out for the food needs of her family, hard worker, helps the poor, well-dressed herself. Notice verse 24, she makes extra income when it's needed. She makes extra income when it's needed. You notice verse 24, she maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. When it's necessary, she's not opposed to doing some labor to help make some extra income for the family. And then verse 27, another point about her and her household, she's not lazy. Verse 27 says, she looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. She's not lazy. You wouldn't find this lady just sitting afternoon after afternoon after afternoon watching the soaps. She's got too much to do. She's caring for all these things. I would be careful to watch the soaps, by the way, because you can get the wrong ideas of what life is supposed to be like. It's not like the soaps. I don't watch them. My wife doesn't watch them. I've known plenty who have in the past. But that's not what life is really like. In fact, you would agree with me, I'm sure, most of what television shows us life is, it's not. It's not like that. And the way they portray it in the movies and magazines and things like that, life's not like that. It's amazing to me because of social media and stuff like that that we have today, the way that values have changed and the way that different individuals, and I'm thinking now especially about the young ladies in our society, they get the wrong idea of what life is supposed to be and what relationships are supposed to be. And so if you're here as a parent and you have young people who have smartphones, I would encourage you to keep tabs on what they're looking at and what they're watching and what they're reading, because they can get into trouble very, very easily today. And I wish I didn't have to say this, but it is true. There's an awful lot of perverted people out there that will take advantage of your young people. So please be careful and know what your children are looking at. Don't be afraid to be a parent. This lady, this Proverbs 31 woman, God says much about her and her husband. God says much about her and her household. God also tells us something about her heart. Would you look at verse 26 with me? The Bible says, she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Now, we've already seen a great deal about her and about many of her works. And by the way, wouldn't you agree with me, this lady, this Proverbs 31 woman, she has a lot of wonderful works that follow her. They've all been described for us already. On behalf of her husband and on behalf of her household, this lady, this Proverbs 31 woman, has a lot of good works that follow her and prove that she has a good heart. All these things come from the abundance of what's in her heart. And that's why she does what she does. Now we also see in this verse that she has a lot of good things not only to do, she has a lot of good things to say. Because the Bible says she openeth her mouth with wisdom. And in her law is the law, I'm sorry, in her tongue is the law of kindness. So her words, when she speaks, now don't miss this, her life speaks very loudly. But when she opens her mouth to speak, the words that come forth are words of wisdom and words of kindness. These good words also prove that she has a good heart. Doesn't the Bible tell us that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh? Sure. So the wisdom and the kindness that's coming through her words is coming from her heart. This is a very special lady. She not only has good deeds, but she also has good words. It's not just her life, but it's also her lips that speak very, very loudly. And it shows us a lot about her heart. I do believe that as you watch a person and as you listen to a person, you can tell a lot about what's in their heart. A lot about what's in their heart. There are some, I'm sure you'd agree with me on this, there are some in this world, and I'm thinking again about social media and television and movies and magazines and things like that. There are some in this world, in particular, not just ladies, but men as well, but I'm focusing on the ladies today. There are some that are very, very attractive and beautiful outwardly, but inwardly, it's going to sound kind of harsh, but their heart is corrupt. Far better to find someone, especially as a mate, far better to find someone who might not be all that lovely and attractive on the outside, but they're very lovely and attractive on the inside. That'll serve you well for many years to come. And would you agree with me on this? Every one of us, male and female, our beauty or our handsomeness is fading. Hello. I see some of these ladies, not many men do this, some do, but I see some of these ladies who are movie stars and actresses and so forth, and they had face work done when they were younger, and when they get older, that's not attractive. Something about it where God just says, you shouldn't have done that. You'd have aged a whole lot better had you not done that. And I've known some, and you've known some, that again, were not beauty queens on the outside, but because they were beauty queens on the inside, most everybody wants to be around them and with them. And by the way, that makes for a better marriage too. So I would encourage all the young men to listen to that and take heed to that. You'll find, I think, that if God allows you to get hooked up with the right person, and again, they may not be all that lovely and attractive on the outside. And I hope you understand. I'm not talking about somebody who's as ugly as a mud fence, you know. I'm not talking about that. But you'll find, I think, that as you grow older with this person, I'm speaking now from the man's point of view, you'll see where the real beauty lies. And the beauty that you saw and you noticed on the inside actually outshines the beauty on the outside, but I think the beauty on the outside even gets more beautiful because of the beauty on the inside. Does that make sense? Her heart. All those good works that we described in all the verses earlier in the message, all those good works come from a good heart. And according to verse 26, the wisdom and the kindness that comes from her mouth, that also comes from a good heart. So we've already looked at her husband, her household, her heart. My last thought I want to point out this morning is her honor. And you'll find this in verse 25 and also in verse 30. Verse 25 says, strength and honor are her clothing. And she shall rejoice, don't miss this, in time to come. Verse 30, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. I was just discussing that, wasn't I? But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Notice, please, that this woman, as we speak about her honor, this woman is clothed with strength and honor. Verse 25, strength and honor. And she said, and the Bible says here, she shall rejoice in time to come. This is an important thought, and that's why I stopped and said, don't miss this, because I think all of us, male and female, but again, we're speaking to the females today, the rewards aren't always immediate for being a Proverbs 31 woman. The rewards are not always immediate. I was thinking about this during the service today, because my mom's in heaven. Maybe you thought about your mom in heaven too, but And I might even mention this when I close the service today in prayer, but I was asking the Lord to please tell my mom I love her. The songs that we sang today, I chose on purpose because they reminded me of my mother. In particular, I just wanted to mention the last one, 202, Near to the Heart of God. I thought about being near Mom and spending time with her and hugging on her and laying my head in her lap and just talking with her. Growing up especially, I could talk with Mom a whole lot easier than I could talk with Dad. Don't get me wrong, I love my dad, and our relationship got better as I got older, and both of us in the ministry and so forth. Of course, Dad's in heaven already too. But growing up especially, I could speak a lot easier to my mother than I could with my father. And even this song, Near to the Heart of God, it says there's a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God. And I thought about there's a place of quiet rest near to the heart of Mom. A place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. There is a place of comfort sweet near to the heart of God. A place where we, our Savior, meet, near to the heart of God. There is a place of full release near to the heart of God. A place where all is joy and peace near to the heart of God. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before Thee near to the heart of God. I felt like I would be nearer to the heart of God when I was just visiting with my mom about some of those things. Especially in my growing up years. She is clothed with strength and honor. Then verse 30 mentions she is praised by her life, or for her life. She is praised for her life. You notice verse 30 says, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. I think this woman, this Proverbs 31 woman, is praised by her husband. I think this Proverbs 31 woman is praised by her children. I think this Proverbs 31 woman is praised by the elders of the land. I think this Proverbs 31 woman is praised by the poor and needy that she has helped. All these are talked about in this set of verses. But most important of all, I think this Proverbs 31 woman is praised by her Lord. She's praised by her Lord. And after all, isn't that the one that's most important? The verses of our text describe for us the various characteristics and virtues of a virtuous woman. I'm really not sure, and I hope you'll take this in the right way. I mean it very sincerely, and not as a slight to anyone. But I'm not sure that any woman hearing my voice today actually fulfills everything that's written here. And I don't know that God really expects you to, but rather holds this up as a standard of a virtuous woman that every lady can ascribe to. My prayer and my heart's desire is that every woman here would try their best to follow what God's word says in Proverbs 31. Yes, sometimes you'll find yourself coming up short. By the way, men come up short all the time. Amen. Amen. That was a good place for all the men to say amen. Sometimes you will come up short. But let me encourage you, try your best. Ask God to help you. And I know that you will be the woman that God wants you to be. The Proverbs 31 woman. Would you stand with me, please? Heads bowed and eyes closed. No one's looking. We don't want to embarrass anyone. The Proverbs 31 woman. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the ladies who are here, and especially the mothers. And we thank you for each one of our own mothers. I want to personally say thank you, Lord, for my mother, for all that she did for me and how she helped me. There's many, many things I wanted to say today, but our time goes so fast. Thank you for all the times that mothers, are, like it's described here, are up late at night taking care of us when we're sick, taking care of us when we're afraid, taking care of us when we're lonely, always there to be a listening ear. They've helped us in so many ways. Dads sometimes are a little bit aloof, perhaps, or busy with other things, but mothers are always there, it seems. Thank you for that, Lord. Many of us here, I know, with our heads bowed and eyes closed, are right now thinking about our mother and how precious she is. Bless her, Father, please. And those that are in heaven, tell them hello for us and how much we miss them and love them. Lord, I do pray again for these who are here. Give them the grace and strength and power and ability to be what you want them to be for you and for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.